Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to the special July 4th edition of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We pulled out all the stops. We have sound effects provided by Bill, the producer.
And it's pretty exciting.
He's like the Michael Winslow of the diving world.
Very much so.
Not really. But it was the best we could do on short notice. We didn't even know
4th of July was coming. Someone should have warned us.
Too much traveling. It just kind of snuck right up on me. Yeah, because I'm still reeling after my adventure in Fiji, and now I'm about to go down to South Florida after the show today, and then Wednesday I leave for Dominica.
You know, I've run out of things to throw at you.
What's
oh, wait,
that?
Look. Here's a story about whale feces.
No! That's not fair. Don't do that. Yeah, we got a busy travel schedule, so it's hard for us to keep...
What
are you talking about? You're going to the Turks and Caicos.
That's not for almost
31st.
A whole month.
We're within our 30-day window of you actually going on one of your first dive adventures in years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And so we have that.
Are spiders a real fear with unused regulators?
Spiders. You've had your regulator in storage, have you?
Yeah.
Spiders not usually a problem.
Okay.
There's that whole urban legend thing about cockroaches in your regulator. So you might want to check it for that.
Okay.
Have it serviced before you put your lips on that puppy. It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yes, and I'll be honest, that's not the first time I've heard those words used, that sentence.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. That's
have that thing serviced
story.
Before you put your lips on that puppy.
Jimmy, the bubble boy, is in the studio. Speaking of putting your lips where they shouldn't be.
Hello, Greg.
He's in here to hang out with us this afternoon. He's manning the Scuba Radio chat room. If you want to chat away with Jimmy and his fellow chatters, they're in there at scubaradio.com, and they'll be there for the next couple hours. Also, a bunch of new pictures have been posted at scubaradio.com. Now when you go to the website, bam, first picture shows up. A picture from Fiji with a rainbow. It's just a beautiful scene, isn't it, there, Jimmy?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, I bet you wish you could have been there, huh?
Yeah. Especially, I like the great shots of the zip lining.
We got whitewater rafting. Of course, we have tons of pictures from our Fiji experience. Scuba diving at Voli Voli Resort in particular. There's some really great new pictures up there at scubaradio.com. So go there, check it out, enjoy, peruse to your heart's content. And enjoy the Scuba Radio Mermaids as well. Now, there's a lot of stuff we have to cover on today's show. You would think that being it's July 4th weekend, everyone's off. Everyone's taking a break. No, that is not the case. There's a lot of things to cover, especially in the diving world, where to go, what to do, and who else better to help us guide us in that direction would be our friend Neil Watson, the hardest working man in the dive industry, who is on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, Neil?
Hey, buddy. What's happening?
Doing it good. Matter of fact, me and Neil and friends hopefully are going to sync up tomorrow night in South Florida and watch some fireworks. But, Neil is the president of the Bahamas Dive Association. And Neil, this is something that we touched on briefly last week. However, I want to dig into this a little bit deeper because I know you're the man in the know when it comes to the Bahamas and diving that part of the world. You know, it's Independence Day here in the States this weekend. Is it next weekend they celebrate Independence Day in the Bahamas, or what?
Well, Independence Day is the 10th,
in the Bahamas, but they generally celebrate it from the 5th to about the 20th.
Okay, one day is not
here.
Exactly. One day is not good enough for the Bahamas. Yeah. It's more of a carnival or carnival type festivity over several days, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Or Junkanoo, yeah. I guess, is what it is.
Kind of like that. It's a cocktail fest.
Okay, it's an excuse to go drinking with your Bahamian friends.
Absolutely.
Right.
And I'm going to be there.
You're going to be there. Of course you are. You can just pick an island. Doesn't matter whether it's Nassau, the Big Island, or Freeport or something like that, or any of the out islands. They all just have some special event going on next weekend or shortly thereafter.
I got 700 to choose from. I might try to get in like 3 or 4.
There you go. And, of course, if you want to book one of these adventures, you can take advantage of the Bahamas' new booking engine, bahamasdiving.com. Go there, book everything from your dive package, hotel, even airfare specials.
We even have an air desk that can handle all the air arrangements, which is really important, because some of the Bahamas islands, the out islands,
hello, did we lose him? I think we might have lost
him.
There he is. We got you back. Just cut out there for a second there, Neil.
You got my back?
Okay. Yes. Somebody set off a firecracker and knocked them off the line there. But yeah, okay, so you were saying, you can book airfare, the works there, bahamasdiving.com?
Bahamasdiving.com. You can do it online. There's also a help desk, particularly for the air, which can get a little complicated to some of the out islands, like Bimini and some of the Abacos and down San Sal, places like that. I mean, it's not that difficult to get there if you know how to do it, but if you don't, it's a little complicated, and we make it very, very easy.
Yeah, you just
one-stop shopping.
That's right. Bahamasdiving.com. Go there and dial up the number or just a few mouse clicks away, and you're good to go. Now, being that you can celebrate Independence Day here in the States this weekend, you go over there next weekend, celebrate Independence Day again. Do they do fireworks and stuff like that, too, for Independence Day in the Bahamas?
Fireworks.
So it's the same kind of thing. You can have like a double weekend of Independence Day celebrations. I kind of like this idea. We might have to do this.
Well, it's not quite as sophisticated as the fireworks we have. You know, it's more some Roman candles and sparklers and a lot of cocktailing.
A lot of cocktailing, blowing up stuff. Just setting stuff on fire and dancing and, boozing it up.
Yeah, you know, they burn their boats and things like that, you know.
Well, it makes for a good show, for sure. All right, good.
Hey, let's plan a night dive tomorrow night in Fort Lauderdale and see if you can see the fireworks from underwater. Have you ever done that?
I have not. Have you done that before?
I haven't. It could be a scuba radio Neil Watson dive guide first.
You know what? I have a feeling that I'm going to be, if I'm hanging out with you on a boat, that might happen by default anyway. You hear what I'm saying? Somebody may just fall off the boat and be able to tell us what the fireworks look like from underwater.
There's a good chance of that.
There's a slight chance.
Maybe we should scrap that plan.
Yeah, I have a feeling we're going to find out what it is like anyway. But I'll keep that in mind. But yeah, I hope we can sync up there tomorrow night, Neil. And if not, we'll be hanging out. Hopefully, we're planning a little thing in Bimini. Possibly towards the end of the month as well. So we'll see how that comes together.
Absolutely. Hey, and don't forget to wear your Oceanic OC1 titanium dive computer, because we're going to be in the company of Oceanic President Dan Emke. So we gotta be politically correct.
Yeah, no worries. I'll be styling. I don't leave home without my OC1. Make sure you tell him that.
All right, or Neil. Tell him it would be easier if you had a second one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I see what you're saying there, to wear it so that he'd be happy with your appearance.
But if I had a second one, I could give it to Mermaid Angela, is what you're saying.
Or if you show up without it, you can say, well, I'd have worn it, but I've only got the one. And I gave that one to Mermaid Angela.
Yeah. You guys got to figure that one out.
Yeah, exactly. We'll draw straws or something. But yeah, tell Dan we said hi, and hopefully we'll see you both there tomorrow night in South Florida, Neil.
Or okay? if I had a second one, I could give it to Bill, the producer.
No, that'll never happen. Okay.
Damn.
All right. Neil, have a great day, my friend.
All right, pal. See you tomorrow.
All right, there you go. Bahamasdiving.com. Book that, and you can go. not only celebrate Independence Day this weekend, but kick it over in the next weekend and fly over to the Bahamas. There's all kinds of special deals. Airfare, dive packages, hotel, everything you could ever want right there at BahamasDiving.com. Now, we mentioned Mermaid Angela. She just walked in.
Hey,
Angela,
friends.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
You doing good?
Delightful.
Are you excited? She looks like she's a little bit more, I don't know, there's something about her. There's a look about Angela that's slightly different than what it's like she's glowing or something.
I think Neil says it best.
What's that?
Nice.
Yeah, you know, Angela, turn around. There's something I want to see. No, not, you know, Jimmy's looking at it. Like, yeah, nice. Hey. No.
Nice.
Yeah, Angela has, put in a permanent hook into the back of her neck, some kind of hardware type device, so she can be, reeled in more easily from underwater.
I think it's a control panel.
It might be. She's got, what are those? Those are like some kind of neck?
It's called a microdermal, and it's a little implant they put underneath your skin.
It's an implant. Mm-hmm. So aliens abducted her, implanted her with one of these things, and now they can track her wherever she goes.
But you can see it. So it's not under her skin.
There's a piece that's under, and then that sticks up, and then you can screw on the diamonds.
Diamonds. Those are diamond studs. She has diamond
studs. So this is opposed to just having a big bolt stuck through your neck.
Yeah.
They're just little tiny things in the back.
Is that it? Yeah. A metal plate.
A little tiny.
And it has three little things sticking through there. And actually, you could mount.
Will that go off every time you go through an airport metal detector?
We will find out next week.
That's right, when we go to Dominica.
That'll be
however,
nice.
Do you have something that we can like mount like a fishing hook on there? So when we're putting you in and out of the water.
Oh, just reel me in by my neck?
Yeah, just reel you in. It would make things much more convenient. See, that's what I thought she was doing it for.
I'm a little bit curious as to how far Greg will let this line of conversation go.
What do you mean?
So, I know that's not the only piercing you have on your body, because I know of a couple that are higher than that.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is that the lowest piercing that you have on your body?
No, I will not allow this question. Questioning.
So this
of
is
our
not a
Scuba Radio Mermaids. Let's
Boy,
not go there.
You know what? To give you an answer, an idea what the answer is, you would not believe how red she is right now.
I'll say
she's sunburnt. Let's just leave it at that.
Thanks, Greg.
Conversation ended. But they are impressive, Angela.
Yeah, like to be different.
And so,
that one.
Need more sparkles on me.
More. You're shiny. You're a sparkly, shiny person.
Was she one of those vampires?
Yeah.
She's out in the sun. She's one of those sparkly vampires.
Shiny, happy people.
Yeah, she is. She's one of those. And God bless her for it, too. And
wow.
So we'll have Angela, the new and improved Angela, accessorized Angela, there on display at Dominica Dive Fest. We leave Thursday, and we're there for like 11 days. So you're going to hear all about it in the next couple weeks on the big show.
Does Angela have a job?
I actually
she's
do.
She's a nurse.
In real life.
And a metal detector.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Well, like I always say, onward and downward.
The new pictures that we posted at scubaradio.com, and just for the record, that new little feature article that has us sitting down drinking kava, that is a Sulu, not a dress that I'm wearing. Okay, Captain, don't look at me like that, Bill. It is.
Okay.
Mr. Sulu.
Yeah, that's not what you said on Wednesday night. You said Wednesday night's ladies' night, and you're wearing the dress.
Yeah,
that's what you said.
A lovely pink dress.
No.
It's two for one. I mean,
Sulu.
I understand. I'm glad you went.
Fijian Sulu. I was just trying to be one with the Fijians.
As Mr. Sulu would say, oh my.
Thank you. All right, so Captain Gene Flipsy is on the line. He is the man from Conscious Breath Adventures, and he is on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing there, Gene? What up, buddy?
Hey. Good afternoon, Greg. It's good to be back again. How are you doing?
Yeah, now, Captain Gene, he was on our trip in the Bahamas, and he was our dolphin and whale expert, actually. And at that time, we were diving with wild dolphins for a week there in the Bahamas. However, you just have been doing a lot of coverage right now on the whales, which is where your real, I think that's where your passion is, isn't it, Gene?
Yeah, it is. I spend a lot of my time thinking about the whales and getting ready to go down and swim with them down in the Dominican Republic on the Silver Bank.
And you actually record them, too, on some of these things. I think we have some audio of some of his latest work. These are our whales you're going to hear in the background while we talk to Captain Gene here. Flipsy, by the way. ConsciousBreathAdventures.com. Now, was this recorded in the Silver Banks? Or did you just go into a closet and do this yourself?
Well, we did do humpback whale karaoke sometimes.
Okay.
But this was recorded on the Silver Bank this past season. The whales are down there, and the humpback whales have the most sophisticated song in the animal kingdom, and it's not at all unusual to be able to get in the water and to swim with them and hear this song and have it literally shake your butt. Fantastic.
Shake your what?
Shake your bones.
Oh, shake your bones.
Oh, okay. I thought he'd shake his bum. I'm like, what is going on there?
Yeah, it's a fair question.
Okay.
Now, I guess the real question is, I watched Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure I understand what they're saying.
I don't think anybody else really does know exactly what they're saying. That's part of the mystery out there.
Oh.
But it does sound pretty cool, though, doesn't it?
And yeah, it's fantastic.
And when you're underwater with them, when this is going on, I mean, you can't tell on the radio, but these songs that the whale sings really do resonate through your entire body, right? And it kind of freaks you out a little bit.
I was not joking when I said that they'll shake your bones. They'll hit a resonance frequency in different people. Sometimes it'll vibrate the chest cavity or the long bones in your arms and legs. You can literally feel it in your bones, and you're literally immersed in the music. It's an incredible experience.
You know, back when I was younger, I had an uncle that could do that on the couch.
But the difference
here is the whales do it without letting any gas escape.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, you know.
Is it possible the whales are trying to tenderize us? Is that possible?
I don't think so. They're more likely they're probably trying to woo a mate or somebody there. They're there to court and to mate, and so they've got other things on their mind than feeding while they're down there.
Uh-huh. All right, so...
Do you think that on a basic kind of mammalian level, some of us find this attractive? Because it's... I'll be honest, I'm hearing it in the headphones. This is kind of like Barry White to me.
Oh, brother. I apologize, Gene. What can I say? You know?
No, that's okay.
Yeah. Let's just move on to other things because, you know, the whales are constantly under attack from countries like Japan and Norway that want to hunt these animals. And, you know, there's Whale War TV shows and God knows what else. I know you follow this stuff a lot of very closely, and there has been some news in that regard the last couple weeks, hasn't there?
Yes, there has. The International Whaling Commission just wrapped up their annual meeting in Morocco a little bit more than a week ago, and there was a compromise agreement that was on the agenda that would have legitimized commercial whaling for Japan and Iceland and Norway after 24 years of prohibition. And it was something that conservationists and whale lovers everywhere were very concerned about, that after a 24-year ban, commercial whaling was going to be legitimized again.
Mm.
And at the last moment, the compromise agreement did not pass. It failed. So
well, that's good, isn't
in
it?
That respect, yeah, that was good news for the whales. The whales were safe from legitimized whaling there. So that was very big news in the whale community coming out of the IWC this past few weeks.
All right, good. And I mean, is there any downside, or is it just like just been tabled for now, or what?
Well, it's been tabled for a year, so the issue could come back up. But while all of the big organizations were celebrating this apparent victory, which occurred late in the meeting, at the very last moment, relatively quietly, the IWC authorized a request by Greenland to take 9 humpback whales a year for the next 3 years.
Well, that doesn't sound that great. Why do they need 9? Why?
Because it's less than 10.
Oh, okay. It makes it sound more efficient. I don't know. We'll find out after the break. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba. Scuba Radio.
Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
Captain Gene Flipsy is our guest right now from ConsciousBreathAdventures.com. You can go dive the whales in the Silver Banks with him and his chartered trips there. What time of year you go out there, Gene, for those again?
We're down there when the whales have migrated south. So we're there in February, March, first part of April.
Got it. Now, you mentioned right before the break that Greenland got a green light to, at the last minute of these whale negotiations, to take 9 whales a year. And first of all, why? And 9 out of how many? And what's going on there exactly?
Well, they're going to be permitted to take 9 whales a year for the next 3 years. So that's about 27 whales. It's for their aboriginal and sustenance whaling rights they have to whale under those terms. It is under quota, but humpback whales are a very popular whale, and they're well watched along the U.S. coast, the East Coast, and they're the same whales that we swim with down on the Silver Bank every winter. So some of the whales that we've encountered in the water, or maybe even heard singing, or been around with the moms and the calves and the incredible experiences we have, some of those very whales are at risk now when they return back up to Greenland in the summertime. And this is a decision that sort of came at the last moment at IWC when everybody else was celebrating other things. This thing slipped in there, and it affects us personally, the whales, and us personally down on the Silver Bank.
Yeah, well, that doesn't sound real good. I mean, don't they make any kind of, like, whale-flavored tofu that we could offer the folks in Greenland instead of having
whale vodka?
Yeah, they do have salmon-flavored vodka now. But,
well, there you go.
No,
see?
You know, I don't know why it is. It's a big debate. It's very complicated. It goes into whether or not it is actually aboriginal or sustenance whaling, or if there's commercial interests involved. It's a very complicated subject, and no real quick answers for that one right now.
Yeah, well, Captain Gene Flipsy, I know you cover this quite a bit, and you can get more information at Conscious Breath Adventures on how to dive with these whales in the Silver Banks, and I'm sure they can go there and get more information by contacting you and staying up on this kind of news as well, right?
Yep, we have an educational section there on the site. It's called the Cetacean Situation, and you can also find us on Facebook, Conscious Breath Adventures on Facebook, where we post information about conservation and regulatory issues that involve the whales and all sorts of other stuff regularly. So there's a lot of information to be had.
All right, thanks, Gene. More coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
As entertainment director of this cruise, I've made reservations for you to join me at the bottom of the sea for the annual codfish ball.
Come along and follow me.
to the bottom of the sea. We'll join in the jamboree at the codfish ball. Lobsters dancing in a row, shuffle off to Buffalo. Jellyfish sway to and fro at the codfish ball.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if Captain Gene is into codfish or protecting the codfish, but I mean, they, at least they have their own song. I mean, do whales have their own song other than the one we were playing before where they actually sing their own? I guess if they sing their own, they don't really need their own song.
Yeah, you're suggesting that the myriad of recordings of whale song isn't enough.
No.
They need to have a song with their name in it.
Yes, like, you know, some kind of song.
It's like Sting did
reference.
Dream of the Blue Turtles. So that doesn't count because it was turtles, not whales.
Right. I'm sure I'm forgetting.
They need to have some whale
I can't think of
song.
Any whale song, any song that references whales, like that codfish song we just played. I mean, maybe I have to write one. Kind of like our...
oh, please, God, no.
Like our TikTok parody that
oh,
we did.
Oh, please, God, no.
Because I actually had a request from a listener.
A deaf listener?
Is obviously a glutton for punishment, Thomas Meyer. Thomas said, I wish you could post MP3s of some of the songs you have debuted and used on Scuba Radio. But if not, could you please email me a link so I can get a much cleaner version, a more pristine version of your TikTok parody from the best artist from Scuba Radio, which I did that. That was
you
me.
You just sent him a copy?
I sent him a version of it so he could have for posterity.
That'll be nice. That's
or is posterior?
Yeah, more something. Likely. More than likely.
Maybe I'll have to do one about whales, though. I've never done a song that I can think of about whales, and obviously the whales, they sing for themselves, but maybe someone needs to start singing for them. And maybe
you know, I actually hear the lyrics coming together.
Platform.
Now, the whales, they sing for themselves, but now we must sing for them.
I don't really
My dress is a little
like
bit short. But maybe someone will help me with a hem. See, now that even rhymes.
It does it? Really?
Yes. Them and hem.
So you're saying it should be a rap?
I was thinking no, not that.
Okay. All right. Well, we're not going to go there. At least not for now. But, you know, if you like some of the songs you hear on Scuba Radio.
Screw you.
You're welcome. And
sorry, I misunderstood.
And if you're like everyone else, I apologize. So, you know, what are you going to do? But I am to please both sides of the spectrum. That 10% that seems to like to, I don't know, abuse their ears. I'm helping.
Get any requests,
I'm happy to help
get
them.
Any requests for N.F. Kelly songs?
Actually, we have.
And, all right.
And they are up in her blog at scubaradio.com. You can download them right there.
So, just to those
Kelly,
out
the Brazilian
there,
swimsuit model. Who is
there's an audience for that,
swimsuit
too.
Swimsuit model, but obviously tone deaf after you hear the songs yourself. But
you know how they say sometimes when you lose a sense, your other senses become stronger.
Amplified.
When you're really pretty, maybe you lose other senses altogether. Because, really, quite honestly, most of the pretty girls we have involved, no offense, Angela, not a lot of senses.
What? What are you talking about?
Nothing.
That's not...
He's
that
not
was,
talking about me.
Obviously. I don't know who he's talking about. What are you saying? Because Kelly is a pretty girl that she has to compensate by being tone deaf?
No, she does not have to compensate. Nature has worked its course.
It just happened.
Nature is just selective.
Yes. And, yes.
Okay. It just worked out that way.
Yes.
That may be the case. I don't know. But Angela's pretty, too. She can sing.
That's why I said no offense, Angela.
Oh, that's right.
All I'll
right.
Write down how she should be offended.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You've heard us talk about our amazing adventures in Dominica. Experience the nature island for yourself July 9th through the 18th during Dominica Dive Fest. Buy 5 spots, get 1 free, and many other island-wide specials available. Scuba Radio will be there with mermaids in tow, and you should be too. Groups, dive clubs, buddy teams, or singles, everyone is welcome July 9th through the 18th for Dominica Dive Fest. Go to DominicaDiveFest.com now. That's DominicaDiveFest.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Bula. That's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 112. While bubble watchers is the term most used to describe non-divers on a dive boat, feel free to treat them like the diving paparazzi scum they really are.
Would you mind if I took your picture? Now just stand still, please. Fix your hat a little bit.
Lady, take my picture with that thing. I'm going to rip your brassiere off and strangle you with it.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, Chief Medical Officer for Dives Alert Network. What's the word of the day, Nick?
Continuing education.
I know you're a doctor and all, but that's two words.
Yes, but they're an important two words.
Why is continuing education so important to you?
Because no matter how much a diver knows, there's always more to learn.
That's right. You were actually a scuba instructor once upon a time, weren't you?
Yes, I was. It was all I wanted to be as a kid. But it's as an adult that I really appreciated the value of learning. But you know what I mean. You're a dive instructor, but I hear you became a Dan instructor not too long ago. Why are you still continuing your education?
Because I want to be a better diver, and because it gives me more skills and confidence.
And that's why you should do it. Continuing your dive education isn't just about gaining certifications or even becoming a pro. It's really about expanding your knowledge and skill base and giving yourself more resources to draw upon both in and out of the water.
Some people think Con Ed is hard work, but it's easier than they think. In fact, a lot of them are continuing their education without even realizing they're doing it.
That's right. Continuing education isn't just about taking a class. It can be as simple as reading the multitude of dive books and magazines out there.
Like Alert Diver?
One of my favorites.
How about just hanging out talking with other divers?
Sure. Hearing about the experiences of others is a great way to learn.
And entertaining. But what about the more formal side of Con Ed?
Well, given the number of specialties out there, continuing your education in an area that interests you can be extremely beneficial. Whether it's wreck diving or underwater photography, taking a specialty class can teach you the skills that will likely increase your enjoyment of these activities, as well as ways to avoid or deal with potentially dangerous aspects of diving.
Not to mention that taking a class can introduce you to more people with those interests.
That's a great point. And there's another benefit to taking advanced or specialty classes. By meeting and learning from more than one instructor, you'll get the benefit of more than one person's experience, because every instructor has something to teach.
You mentioned earlier that continuing your dive education can increase your resources both in and out of the water. The in water is fairly obvious, but what do you mean about out of the water?
Any diver that pursues a level of emergency training will learn skills that go beyond diving. For example, many rescue and emergency courses now include some level of basic life support and first aid training. Knowing first aid and CPR skills are certainly skills that extend beyond the waterline.
What about diving-specific emergency training?
Well, most agencies offer a rescue-level training program to give you the skills to assist in a diving emergency. And out of the water, Dan offers a full range of training programs that address primary first aid to injured divers. And that includes oxygen administration and the use of AEDs.
AEDs. You see those things everywhere these days.
You sure do. It's another great example of how dive training extends beyond the water.
What would you say is the greatest myth about continuing education?
That it's cost and time intensive. The truth is, Con Ed comes in so many forms that you can do it almost anywhere in just about any amount of time. Even the formal classes generally don't take very long, and some don't even require diving.
Sounds like there's no good reason not to do it.
There is no good reason to not continue your diving education. There have never been so many options available or so many choices in terms of what you want to learn. And even if you have no special interests, diving is a constantly evolving sport. We're constantly learning something new about equipment, techniques, dive medicine. Well, we've got a long way to go before we get to the end of that story.
It's pretty exciting to think about all we're going to learn in the coming years, isn't it?
It's what makes it fun to go to work every day.
There are a lot of good reasons to continue your dive education, but none better than, with increased knowledge and skill, comes increased safety. Take a class, read a book, or find a mentor. No matter how you do it, just keep on learning. Do that and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And yes, we are back here in the studio. You know what? Next 2 weeks, we are going to be coming to you from Dominica Dive Fest on the island of Dominica, the nature island. You're not going to want to miss it because this event is just one of the coolest events we've done for the last couple of years. And we are definitely kicking it up a notch. Mermaid Angela in the studio with me today. She's getting ready to join us on this adventure, as well as Mermaid Angela and Amy. It's the AAA Mermaid team.
Alicia and Amy. Angela.
Oh, what did I say? I'm sorry.
You said me twice.
Oh, well, you're twice as nice. In that way? Isn't that
sure.
True? Yeah.
I'll
see?
Take it.
Exactly.
She's not one of the twins. By the way, just throwing that out there.
I said they're sisters. Amy and Alicia are sisters.
Yeah, and she's not one of them.
No.
Just throwing that
sisters
out there.
Yeah, she's not a sister, but she her name starts with an A, so it's the AAA Mermaid team.
I understand
is
that
what
part.
We're bringing
really,
to Dominica.
I got the whole thing. We're trying to help you out with the
Jimmy
names.
The helper boy, what?
This wouldn't be the first time Greg's seen double.
Yeah, well, this is true. But
and there are worse things you could see double of than Angela.
That's usually
however,
after shots of something or other.
I have a question for Angela.
Okay.
Because Lord knows I'm not allowed to go to places like Dominica.
Never. There's you know, there's that whole restraining order issue.
One of the things I enjoy about the shows from Dominica is that apparently, I mean, mermaids attract a little bit of attention everywhere. But my understanding is that in Dominica, you are real honest to goodness celebrities.
Yeah.
Has that been your experience with Dominica and the Dominica Dive Fest?
They rolled out the red carpet for us last year.
Which is unusual because
yeah.
Mermaids swim.
We get great. Yeah. No, it was really awesome. And the whole island knew about us before we got there.
Yeah.
And,
oh, trust me.
Celebrity status.
They know about it this year, too. I mean, last year they were treated like rock stars on the island of Dominica. They didn't care about me. I mean, I was lucky I was allowed in the country. You hear what I'm saying? But as soon as they realized that, you know, hey, the mermaids were part of our entourage, they said, okay, sure.
Let him
Greg,
through.
We got to take the good with the bad, whatever. But this year they're excited because we got three mermaids we're bringing to the island.
And they only have to remember one letter, so that's good,
exactly.
That's right. Yeah, AAA team. And we're staying for the entire event. So
right.
Before, we've only been able to go for, you know, 6-7 days at a time where the event goes for 10. This time we're here for the whole shebang, all the events, all the parties, and I know
they're... Will William Hung be there? Shebang, shebang.
Is there something you're not telling me?
He might be. A lot of people will be there, and I believe that could be his home country. He might be from Dominica, for all I know.
It's possible, but unlikely.
It's possible. But, I mean, a lot of people would love to be from Dominica. If you've been there, you know what I'm talking about.
It's a nice place to be going to,
go
I hear.
Go to DominicaDiveFest.com.
Yeah. Really
it is.
You can get all the booking information right there to join us now, or just book your own trip later.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
All right, no matter where you're going, whether it's Dominica, whether you just want to go down to South Florida to do some diving.
Actually, that's what I'll be doing next weekend.
Yeah, you're going diving next weekend with Barry, right?
Our
Florida correspondent the Surprise.
Did a little warm-up dive off of the Surprise.
Yeah, and then Bill's going to be on our liveaboard in the Turks and Caicos. Here in Florida, actually, I got a story that the Florida State Parks are now going to start charging a daily fee to scuba dive in some of the spring parks. And I thought they always charged, but I guess some of them didn't. And now there's a campaign underway to, you know, basically raise hell with the Florida State Park officials saying, hey, what are you doing? You guys are putting the squeeze on us. So I'm not sure what's going on. We're going to dig into this a little deeper, but if you shoot me an email, greg@scubaradio.com, about the unwarranted cost increases to dive Florida's springs. And the $15 daily fee is evidently now in effect for each park. And I thought that was the case for most of them already, but maybe, like I said, there's some state parks where you didn't have to do it. But it's $15 a day, or you can get a yearly pass for $200. And, you know, they like $15 a day, that's not too bad. But then if they weren't charging that before, okay, why are they sticking it to the divers? What are we doing? Well, are we using the park any more than anybody who swims there anymore? I don't think so.
Well, what's the justification?
Well, let me throw this out there.
Okay.
It doesn't make sense that you should be able to use any facility for free. I mean, there's maintenance that's got to be done at the parks. You're using the restrooms and that sort of thing. They're there.
Right.
So some money, but $15 seems like a lot just to get in the water.
Right. That's my point, Bill. That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying that I can see where there could be some fee, but $15 seems like a lot.
Well, if someone swims in the spring versus someone who dives in the spring, what's the difference? Are we taking up more space or something? I don't think so.
A lot of the people that dive, they dive with commercial operations. Maybe that's why.
Oh, because they think they have the money. And let's stick it to the man. Maybe that's it. Easy target. Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. But once again, you got any insight on that, feel free to email me, greg@scubaradio.com. All right, hour two is on deck. We're going to check in with our friends from Grenada, actually the island of Carriacou, and the sister island of Grenada. Also, Clay from Explore Ventures. And, of course, Simon, our friend from Dominica, who we're going to visit next week. That's all in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Don't go anywhere.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.